plan lawmakers are considering would require ignition interlocks, which are basically portable breathalyzers, for a couple groups of drunk drivers, people who get arrested with a 0.15 blood alcohol content, or almost double the legal limit, would be forced to install ignition interlocks. So would anyone who gets a second OWI arrest. Ignition interlocks are hardwired into a vehicle's electrical system, so that someone can't start their car if they have any alcohol in their system. They also force drivers to periodically pull over and take another test while they're driving. Brett Freilich is with Consumer Safety Technology, a company that makes the devices. He says if someone fails the test while they're driving, their car won't shut off right away. But a couple things will happen.
The horn will start honking intermittently. Your headlights will start flashing. The same thing will happen if you, in most states, if you refuse to take the test.
The interlocks would come at the offender's expense. Right now, judges have the option of ordering them for repeat offenders, but in practice, advocates say it's an option they rarely use. Mothers Against Drunk Driving's Frank Harris says it's just one step Wisconsin should take to reduce alcohol-related accidents. He rejects the idea that drunk driving is a result of Wisconsin's culture.
Drunk drivers drive drunk because they can. And with Wisconsin's lax OWI laws, the state chooses the current level of drunk driving.
While it's still the early going, the ignition interlock proposal appears to have widespread and bipartisan support with the legislature and the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.